Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, they took a temperature of America, and America's a theological temperature. Mm-hmm. We have found that the theological temperature of America tells us that America is sick.
Yeah.
And Lifeway has done this research, and they came up with some statistics to let us know some of the things that are happening. Well, they say that Americans, that they disagree about mixing religion and politics, and especially with mm-hmm. the Bible. They say few people heed to their pastor's sermons and see themselves as sinners. There was 3,000 people that were surveyed, I believe, Americans, and they came up with these statistics. And some of the things that we hear are startling, but it gives us an understanding and a peek and a look into what's happening in America. They say that what the screaming thing that came out of this, the most important thing that they were able to see, mm-hmm. is that humanism is taking over America, the influence of humanism, and people trying to do things on their own, valuing, you know, humans over God. You know, that their own efforts that mankind basically is essentially good, when Jesus clearly has told us that there's nothing good in any of us. Mm-hmm. Even told God, why do you call me good teacher? They said researchers asked 43 questions about faith, covering wow. topics from sin, salvation, to Bible, and the afterlife. And this is interesting. He says people like to believe in a generic Christianish God with cafeteria doctrines. Mm. Listen to that. People like to believe in a generic Christianish God with cafeteria doctrines. They want to pick and choose, like a spiritual buffet, what their image of God is. They like the concept of Christianity, but they want to pick and choose what they believe. Pick and choose portions of scriptures that they think are important. And it's amazing the scriptures that they like to pull out. The ones that say, bless me, heal me, give me. Mm-hmm. Nothing about the deny yourself ones. Those are not the favorite highlighted ones. And we don't pick and choose scriptures that we're going to believe. Build a religion like you build a bear. You know what I mean?
He's not a Mr. Potato Head.
Is he? Exactly. He's God,
yeah.
And you serve him, and you believe his entire word. They say that Americans say heaven is a real place, but they disagree about who gets in. 2/3 of Americans, 67%, believe that heaven's a real place, according to the survey, which is interesting. So only 67% believe that heaven is real, but most people feel that they're going to be there. Everyone's going to go there. Mm-hmm. Just under half, 45%, say that there are many ways to heaven, which conflicts with traditional views about salvation being linked to faith in Jesus Christ. Think about that. 45% of Americans believe that there are many ways to heaven.
Yeah.
In this day and age, today, we have a lot of work to do as the kingdom, as the body of Christ in God's kingdom. We have a lot of work to do in terms of being able to share and preach the gospel. We already know that only 19% of believers actually read the Bible themselves. 81% don't. And 3% of the 19% feel that they're responsible for their own spiritual development. Mm-hmm. America is sick. You know what the answer is? The gospels. She needs the gospels, the gospel, the truth. And that's what's going to make America come back again. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be a political party. It's not going to be who gets in office. It's not going to be putting our hopes in a congressman and a congresswoman. It's going to be putting our hope in Jesus Christ, repenting for our sins, and turning back to God and speaking the truth. So many people are worried about offending somebody by telling them what God says. They don't have a problem with you. They have a problem with the truth. Mm-hmm. These statistics are startling. About half of Americans, 53%, say salvation is in Christ alone. So they believe that there's other ways to salvation. Acts 4:10 12 tells us, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but who God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus says, verse 12, salvation is found in no one else, for there's no other name under heaven given to mankind for which we must be saved. Jesus said of himself, he is the way, the truth, and the life. There's no way, no other way to the Father except through Jesus Christ. And what America's missing is the truth. This is what they say about hell. Hell's a real place, but you have to be really bad to go there. Listen, we are all bad outside of Jesus Christ. Mm. You know what sin will get? All the sin will get you to hell. It. You know what? You want a doctor to operate on you with a knife that has a little bit of dirt or a lot of dirt? No dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Because a little bit of dirt will cause infection and cause you to die. Listen, our hope for America is Jesus Christ and us turning our hearts to him. America's sick, but we have the cure. The cure is the gospel, the truth, God's word. And I want to encourage you today, if you're believing the Lord Jesus Christ, to share the love of God, the truth of God with your friends, your family, and your neighbor. Listen, life is but a vapor. We don't know how long we have. Don't take life for granted. Share the hope that you have and lead someone to the Lord today.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.